Hello, this is Lauren Salamone. I am a teacher at John Adams High School. I thought my childhood was great. I mean, I grew up in a very Sicilian household. Both of my parents were born in Sicily. They came here when they were very young. My mom came to this country when she was 9 years old. My dad when he was 16. So I was instilled with a lot of Catholic Italian values. My dad is probably the most hardest working man I've ever known in my life. I mean, he loves work, and it boggles my mind how this man should be retired, but refuses to retire. He loves going to work. And I feel like that really shaped who I am and my work ethic and how I value hard work. And, you know, my mom was very, very loving, and my mom is my best friend. I mean, I tell her everything. And I feel like even in high school, a lot of kids would always think that was weird. And even as an adult, people still think it's weird. Like, but you never fight with your mom? I'm like, no, I love my mom. I mean, there were so many times, even in college, like he goes to work at the crack of dawn. He would always be asleep by like 7 o'clock at night. So my mom would always be like alone. Like, say it's a Friday, Saturday night. Here I am, young Miss Salamone in college. I never wanted to leave. Like, I never wanted to leave the house because I always felt bad that my mom was going to be alone. You know, everyone always say like, oh, come on, come out with us. And I'd be like, no, I think I'm just going to stay home and I'm going to watch TV with my mom. And yeah, my mom is my best friend. So I definitely think that I had a great childhood. My parents did speak Sicilian in the household. So that in and of itself, you know, that kind of dual language really impacted me. The fact that they were very big on the church and religious values. And I mean, everything from food, you know, like the traditional food to holidays, that really shaped who I am, you know, like traditions, like in the summer, watching them bottle jars of tomato sauce. I mean, our Christmases were just so different than any other Christmas. Like when I would talk to my friends and I would hear about what they did and what their traditions were, they were always so different than mine. Like for us, Christmas Eve is bigger than Christmas Day. Christmas Eve is like the real holiday. That's where we do like the traditional fish dinner. It's like the seven fishes, and it's huge. And so there's like different dishes that you make that involve different types of fish. So you'll have like calamari and you'll have clams, and there's this special pasta that she makes, that my mom makes, that includes like mussels and squid and all these different things mixed together. Especially, you know, my sister is married to a man from England. So my brother is married to an Irish girl. So we've kind of included more American style dishes. But growing up, I mean, our Christmas Eve just felt so magical. And there was always midnight mass that we would go to. So the mass would start at midnight. And it was like we had to be there. That was like our number one tradition for Christmas Eve. We would celebrate and we would eat and we would enjoy each other's company, but we had to go to church. And I don't know how my parents managed to do it, but figure the mass is an hour long. So from midnight to 1 a.m., here we are in church. And by the time we got home, it's technically Christmas, right? It's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's Christmas. So I would go home from church. And the gifts would already be there waiting for me under the tree. And it would be like, oh, well, while you were at church, you know, Santa came. And so that was really nice growing up. I mean, every holiday, it's something, you know, like Easter, there's always some kind of traditional cookie or food dish that my mom wants to make because her mother made it and her grandmother made it. And it's all traditions from Sicily. Even my mother's name is Josephine. And in Sicily, it's really big, like name days, like for saints. And her name is Josephine, which ties into the Saint Joseph. So Saint Joseph's Day is a really big holiday for the Sicilian community. There's obviously it's a big church ceremony, and it involves like a specific food dish and a pastry that I'm like obsessed with. It's like, if you can imagine, like an empanada stuffed with, if you've ever had like cannoli cream, like it's like cannoli cream. It's like ricotta with like chocolate chips, and then it's fried. It's fried and then dipped in like cinnamon sugar. So it's almost like a zeppoli. It's like a fried cannoli, basically. But I think that like shaped me more than anything. It's like food and religion and just this love of Sicily and love of Italian culture.